Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the speakers for the interesting presentations. Achieving equitable, truly inclusive, and sustainable development that puts people at its center and is grounded in all human rights is the ambitious objective of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The 2030 Agenda is a transformative political roadmap for ensuring inclusive and sustainable development for all without exclusion of any kind. Human rights and sustainable and inclusive development lie at the core of the common values and objectives of the EU as set out in its treaties. They inform and inspire our policies and actions both inside and outside the EU. The protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms, as well as the SDGs selected for discussion this year, i.e. to ensure inclusive and equitable quality education, promote sustained, inclusive and sustainable economic growth, take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts, promote peaceful and inclusive societies, all contribute to achieving equality, peace, and sustainable development. The EU was instrumental in shaping the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, and together with its member states has committed to being a front runner also in its implementation, both within the EU and by assisting partner countries worldwide. In the past 5 years, the EU as a whole has made significant strides towards achieving all sustainable development goals and their targets. Based on the principle that sustainable development cannot be reached while sidelining human rights, progress has been made both in our internal and external action. Our actions, both at national and international level, to meet these ambitious goals and targets have been designed and implemented in a manner consistent with international obligations and commitments, including those outlined in international human rights law. Human rights and fundamental freedoms are the birthright of all individual human beings, and the lack of development cannot be invoked to justify the violation of these rights. The principle of ensuring that no one is left behind is enshrined in international human rights law and goes hand in hand with the commitment of the international community to reach those furthest behind first. The UN core human rights treaties all set out a range of protections from violence, discrimination, and abuse, and underline measures to promote equality for all and human dignity. Addressing gender inequality, ensuring the rights of those marginalized and in vulnerable situations, and promoting the rights of the child are prerequisites for the successful implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. The European Consensus on Development of 2017, entitled Our World, Our Dignity, Our Future, envisages implementing the 2030 Agenda in partnership with all developing countries. Our rights-based approach entails promoting the human rights dimension of the SDGs, as well as inclusion, participation, non-discrimination, equality, equity, transparency, and accountability as cross-cutting principles in their implementation. To the EU, the application of human rights standards and principles throughout the development programming cycle helps improve the design of development projects and programs. For us, the added value of mirroring the ambition of the legally binding human rights standards in the implementation of the SDGs is the shift in focus to identifying and addressing the root causes of poverty, inequality, and injustice, rather than just treating their symptoms. Our own experience is that our tools, guidance, and training on a human rights-based approach have resulted in a deeper context analysis and stronger risk assessments, including pre-screening of unintended negative consequences for human rights enjoyment of stakeholders. The human rights-based approach helps to further specify actions on the targets and indicators by trying to mirror the ambition of the legally binding standards. The strong focus on participation also builds stronger ownership of different stakeholders and highlights accountability throughout operations. Ensuring policy coherence and operationalizing the mutually reinforcing potential of the 2030 Agenda and the legally binding human rights framework require political will and commitment to a whole-of-government and multi-sectoral approach. Strengthening the centrality of the human rights pillar across the UN system is essential, not least in light of ongoing reforms. Thank you.